Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Definitely back on the other side. I'm telling you, that track is still a hit up to this day. And, wow. What am I doing?
Getting track nervous is, in the building.
Yeah, getting nervous, man. You get me? I got the queen up in here, man. If you don't know about this lady, I'm telling you, the track underneath us, tore up the place a few years ago. And I'm telling you, like, when I posted the little promo video on our pages, everybody was saying, yo, that is a hit. Even on my Snapchat, people was going crazy, man. I was like, yeah, man, listen, tomorrow night you were here. You get me? I got this lady, beautiful Empress. She is a BET award nominee and also TV Africa. And her music says it all, man. Like, I don't know if she's found her Johnny yet or she booted Johnny or whatnot, because I see that Johnny in the video was trying to impregnate the whole nation. But yeah, I got the lovely lady who is been tearing up Europe. I see the videos. I see everything. I'm telling you, her France tour. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Bonjour to all you guys out there. You get what I'm saying? Because I wish I was there on stage. You get me? I got Mr. Uncle Adeshope doing some big pose in the picture, hands out and all sorts. Like, I was jealous. I should have fly kicked him off that stage and I should have just been there. You get me? I got the one and only, the lovely lady. What's her name?
Mama Africa
herself.
What's up, Putuno?
Jeez. Hey, all the mandem now are gonna go crazy now hearing that voice. You're gonna find a husband in the UK.
Well, it's very allowed, isn't it?
That's if you're allowed. Where's the ring?
If there were a ring, would it be allowed?
I don't know.
Question on top question.
You could be Muslim. I don't know. Muslims don't have a ring.
Can
on
you
their
imagine?
Ring.
What is this?
Is that true?
Is that true?
Yeah, there's some marriages you don't need ring.
Hey, you can't lie.
That's not true?
Muslim
that's not true?
Don't wear rings, do they?
Okay, Uncle Ade said it's not true.
They don't wear rings? Really? Seriously? I didn't know that. I'm getting educated today.
Well, Uncle Ade, what were you wrong, Uncle Ade? Well, Akin's right?
Okay.
Africa's jibber-jabber advances
wow.
Here. You get me? 96 is it million thousand?
Oh, come
on the Insta.
Right.
I only got 6,000.
Okay. All right.
Trying to catch up.
Miss Yemi Alade.
What's up, girl?
Welcome into the building.
Yeah, long awaiting, man. You've been here so much time, you're part of the UK furniture. I'm surprised you don't have a passport yet.
You guys did not tell me in the email that I should prepare bars.
Someone's giving me back to back.
But thank you. If I weren't welcomed, I don't think I'll be here, right? I won't be in the UK a lot.
Most definitely.
Shout out to everyone who's made it possible and who's made it comfortable for myself and my team.
Yes. So where can we start first? Because, you know, obviously you Grammy nominated.
In the making. I was invited.
So what,
officially.
What, you never
nominated
picked up no...
yet. But it's okay. Thank you for the congratulations. Please, a handshake.
Amen.
That's
in the, it's
that's,
I like
that.
It's
that's
in the,
a testimony.
It's, I like that.
No,
I have
to keep that to myself.
That's testimony
right here. Right top.
Don't worry. Oh, with all these tours, with all these hits like Johnny, yeah, like I know my co-host want to ask you questions about that, but you are going to win some awards. If it's not nothing in Nigeria or Ghana or all over Africa, I want you to win, crossover. Come to the UK, take the Mobile Awards, because I know, you know, it's for black, you know, origin.
Yeah.
So come over, get a mobile, you need one.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Get a Brit Awards.
It's coming, no.
You get me? And then fly to America.
Uh-huh.
Get the Grammy.
Look, he's got it all planned out.
Okay, from your lips to God.
Yes. Amen to that.
Yes,
amen to that.
Indeed.
Do you want to start? You want
to
start?
I mean, let's go back to Johnny. I mean, let's go back to where it all started.
It's Johnny.
Let's start.
Johnny.
That's where it started.
Oh, Johnny. 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 There's not.
Start with Johnny.
He's really, really. Don't call him in a nice way. Johnny. He's Johnny. Nothing but trouble.
He's not Johnny. Johnny.
So what, is that a true story or did that
of
happen to you?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't write it intentionally.
Okay.
Of course, who wants their private life to be out there like that?
Yeah.
But then me? When it was the. I think we have another conversation after this.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, we'll have a private one. Okay.
But like then after writing myself and Celebrate, I just realized that. But not this guy to explain, because there's some things that you hear that are impossible. Mm-hmm. But then when you've experienced them, you're like, but this guy's a serial liar. Nothing is too hard for him to say. So just think of the impossible. Oh my guy has said it, you know. So it's
I
crazy.
Think a lot of people,
and then you guys are jumping to
related. Yeah, it's true.
I think a lot of people, but, you know, obviously a lot of people have experienced that.
It's relatable. Yes, it's very relatable.
And we might dance to it and laugh about it, but it actually does happen to ladies.
But that's the beauty of music, being able to turn sorrow to joy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't written in a way to what's the word? Make people unhappy or whatever. Yeah. It was a way out. Mm. And I think that song was my way out, like even emotionally and everything.
Obviously,
So did you expect, I mean, how popular it became? Was you expecting, when you put it out there, did you expect that?
Jenny was
uproar?
A leaked song. It wasn't officially put out.
Really?
And even based on the songs I'd released before Johnny, it wasn't like my kind of sound. It was just us experimenting on this tour we're doing in Nigeria, we're doing a media tour, and the song came about. So I don't even think we would have released it the time it came out. But then it leaked, you know. So the song itself has a life of its own. It had a future of its own that it needed to accomplish in my life and the life of people.
Do you know who leaked it?
We found out now, and we blessed him. Thank you. Yes.
Hope he gave
thank
you some
you,
money.
Sir.
Hope he gave you back some money.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Has it been money?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Well, that's brilliant. That is like a testimony on itself.
Yeah, 100. Always. It's how many views now? Over 60-something million views. And every month,
jeez,
one extra.
You're racking in, isn't it? Views. You're racking in the
this
money.
Guy is always giving back some money.
Can we mute his mic? So that all his efforts will be in vain.
Let's talk about the video itself, because it has this sort of village vibe to it, and then you've got the girls going crazy
dancing.
Over Journey, and then the dancing as well, and and yourself looking fly and everything, and the
as
dancing.
Usual.
Yeah, my village.
Like, you
clothes,
were born a dancer. Yeah. Like you, we can tell with all your videos, you love dancing. Was it something that you've always been doing as a young child?
I've always loved dancing.
Yeah.
Always love dancing. In fact, on our way here, after a few interviews, I had some pizza and there was music playing in the background. It was slow music, not too fast. Mm-hmm. And I was swaying. Mm-hmm. And when it changed a bit, I would bop. And then when it was, I would not. And I was like, oh my God, music has finished me. I couldn't stay in one place. So like, when I hear the music, I have to move. And I think it's infectious. And I like that it infects people the right way.
You dance in heels as well. Like, that's crazy.
Look, no heels, no joy. Like, if I'm not wearing heels, my dance is not complete. There's joy in
heels.
When I
see people like you and Beyonce, I'm like thinking, damn, these ladies can
skills.
Dance in it. I can't even walk in heels for more than 10 minutes. And I'm already complaining. Like,
you should see me walking in this, my flats. I walk carelessly. But when I wear my heels, girls in control.
Struts. I think some struts. People are just born to wear heels. Like, you're born
and
you
dance
sleep
them.
And dance with them as well.
Maybe. But I think it's something you also make up your mind to do, and then becomes part of you. Because I think I hated heels at some point.
Right.
But then I realized that I looked like who I wanted to be in the heels. Mm-hmm. And then because I put my mind to it, it became the only way for me. Like, I'd rather wear heels, except the heels are uncomfortable, which is another story
that's
for
another story.
Day.
Yeah, of course.
But then heels all the way. And then it gives you that lift that when you do the right moves, it looks spot on.
Mm. Right. So for me, back to the music, I mean, apart from your amazing fashion sense, what has been your musical journey? What has been your history? Where did Yemi Alade start from?
Mm-hmm. Music and I wrote my first song when I was in primary six. I can't remember how old I was. not like a proper song, like mm-hmm. but like something I still remember, but I will not sing. I'm sorry. And then I went on to become one of the choristers in church, but I was only a teenager in the adult choir because I have a big voice. Mm-hmm. And then I joined myself and my friends. We created this girl band called Naughty Spices, but we gained admission.
Repeat that name again.
Don't laugh at that.
Naughty Spices.
Wow. Spices.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever had Naughty Spices in your food before?
Boy, not that type of food. I see Naughty Girls. It was very spicy.
Where is that mute button? Please, or earplugs or something.
You're being naughty today, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, man. I got three good looking empresses in front of me, you know, can't complain, man. You know?
Well, then, and then we gained admission into different universities, and it took a natural dive. Mm-hmm. Then I won a talent show, mm-hmm. and then the rest is history.
Yeah. So you're Yoruba and Igbo.
Yeah. My dad is Yoruba. My mom's Igbo. Mm.
Can you speak the two languages?
I speak more Igbo than Yoruba. Anyways.
Really?
You know what mothers do now? They colonize their own now. quick. And they do that.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Especially as a female, oh, they mm-hmm. hold you yeah. tight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they tell you things that don't want people to hear.
So you can have like a secret conversation and your dad probably wouldn't even understand. Did he understand it?
No, he didn't. So he hates anyone. She spoke her language. But he would read her expressions to tell if this woman was going crazy or if she was cool.
Yeah. So you got two albums.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Already. Wow. And how long you been in the scene? Over 10 years?
Well, I'll say officially I've done like 6 or 7 years.
Come to the mat, please.
Yeah, officially. Mm-hmm. With a career. Yeah. But like just loving music and doing music. Mm-hmm. I think I've been, it's been over 10 years now because I started really young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what was the first album name?
King of Queens.
That was a big album.
Yeah.
Massive.
So why King of Queens?
King of Queens. Mm-mm-mm. So I've always referred to myself as King Yemi Alade, in my mind, in my way of life. And then at some point when I needed a title for my album, this friend who's an OAP was on my BBM and was like, "Hey, King of Queens, how are you?" I was like, that's the one I needed. Thank you, bro. You smart. You good. King of Queens. It's another one.
I hope you got credited on the album.
What did you say?
Did you get credit on the album?
Did he get room nice credit? I'm not talking about BBM credit.
To the guy.
She said thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, again.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, he could have got paid or he could have got BlackBerry. He could have got BlackBerry.
I don't know where his uncle is from. Yeah, literally and obviously on the other side.
So are you the only member in your family that has been influenced by music, or there's other like brothers, sisters?
Well, no, we all love music. I come from a music loving family, mm-hmm. but I'm the only artist that I know of, unless they have children elsewhere.
Oh,
I'm just joking. No. Don't say anything, uncle, because I know that's your cue.
I was about to say your family's waiting for you, isn't it? Waiting for you to get that husband and make the rest of them.
Do you have a guy lined up for her?
I don't know, you know, because
that's to say if she's looking, she might not even be looking yet. And even so, she's not supposed to look. He's supposed to come.
You don't
to
have
her.
A boyfriend, do you?
Jeez.
You don't have a boyfriend.
He's supposed to call.
He has not even asked me. He's just going ahead.
Jumping.
All right then, Miss Yemi Alade. Are you taken?
Yes, I'm taken to the altar, sir.
Not the Almighty. I'm talking about boyfriend, husband, buddy.
No. I'm not yet married. No, thank you.
So I see you've been touring.
Yes.
You just came back from France.
Yes, I did. It was lovely.
I was hearing that you took pictures with everybody in the whole arena.
Well, yes, we managed to try and do that.
How?
One big picture.
Okay.
I was about to say. I was about to say, because you would have been tired, especially doing signatures and all sorts.
No, I just did one big
selfie.
I think selfies have replaced autographs. Oh, yes. Are we in that age now?
People still do autographs because it's something you can keep. It's personal. Like,
A picture, autograph.
Yeah, it's your name, you know? Yeah. I'll write
But it's so funny about the auto girls. Like, so when the artist is actually passed on to the upper room, they can sell that picture with the autograph.
Money.
Money.
It's all about money.
You guys
money.
Need to be careful.
Yes.
Look. I want to be like R2B, innit? Like, never want to be.
He's already
broken,
talking
innit?
About artists passing on. room.
Money.
And then he ends the speech with money. It's money. Not about the music living on or the picture having a life of its own, but
money.
The money.
Yes, Mom Africa.
You guys are in trouble.
Let's talk about people that you've worked with in the music industry. You've worked with a lot of artists. Mm. I mean, your new album called Mama Africa, which is a big album itself. You worked with P Square there?
Yes, right, I did.
How was it like working with the twins, with the famous twins?
The thing with the Mama Africa album is that all my features, I didn't have the opportunity to be with the artists in the studio. I'm in Nigeria, they're in Kenya. I'm in London, they're in America. I'm here and there, and I realized that if I just continued waiting for the opportunity to be in the studio with them, this album, maybe I start to grow gray hair or something. So we just did the email thing and we shared ideas on the phone and we tried to make it happen. And then when I got the end result, I just go do the mixing and mastering. Not like I do it, but like my team takes care of that. So that's how that went down. Okay. But it was still, the only person I was in the studio with was Flavor. And that's because we had a Coke studio week together. So I stayed back 2 extra days just to be with him and to get the song done. Yeah. But it was beautiful, a beautiful experience.
I see that when you do come to the UK, you're always kicking it with Malik Berry.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've something.
Well, he's amazing. He's amazing. We all know that. Yes. Malik is talented and it's always a beautiful moment with him in the studio. And we met when Control started picking a lot, like outside London and stuff. And now we can't even find Malik again because Malik is also around.
I saw him last in America.
Yeah,
you see, so he's everywhere, just like an artist as well. And that's a lot of hustle, you know. So thumbs up to him. It's not easy, yo. It's not easy to be creative and be on the road. It's crazy.
Definitely.
I mean, I have a question. I mean, with the Shell advert, for me, that was amazing to see somebody from my home country, you know, singing on TV. Like, it broke, for me, it broke records. I think for quite a lot of people, it broke barriers. How did that come about?
Oh, wow. I'm just really grateful and honored to have been one of the few that were chosen. In fact, to be the one chosen to represent Africa, our Africa. It's a very huge privilege for me. And then to be on the same song and on the same project with the likes of Jennifer Hudson, Pixie Lott, Loan, I can't remember his name, and that people from the UK, people from America, people from South America, Asia, Brazil. Oh yeah, Brazil's in, you know. But just to be, it looks good on my CV. It does look good on my CV. And also it exposes me to new listeners and stuff. But other than that, just knowing that I'm being used as a vessel to touch people in our environment that really need our help, who are less privileged and can't get steady, reliable source of energy in terms of they use low standard things, like they burn candles, they still burn kerosene lamps, they use used groundnut oil to cook, like the one from the sewage. They go and rebottle it, just treat it, quote unquote, and cook again, and go back to the sewage, scoop it up again. So same old, they're killing themselves. Even those who are ignorant of the fact that this is the kind of oil that they're being fed. You know, so just knowing that we're being able, that an organization like Shell, who don't have anything to lose, would want to reach out to these people and give them solar energy, energy that doesn't have byproducts that are harmful, give them a way to use that granite oil instead of using it to cook, but use it to fuel certain cars and engines instead of, you know, using it to cook. So it's a good an amazing thing to have also been on that project. And yeah. I hope that I can do more with that.
So are you looking to do your own little projects?
I always do these little projects. But they're not mostly... My personal projects are not for the public at all. In fact, most times my name is not even on it. The beauty of things like that is just to know that someone is, you know, someone's life is being touched somewhere.
The proceeds to Mama Africa went to a charity. How did you partner with them and say that you wanted to get this done?
It's not a them thing. Yeah, it's very random.
Very random, okay.
It's just about touching people as much as you can, the most that you can, and trying to spread it instead of just keeping it in one place. Because around the world, there's a lot of suffering. You can do one or two.
I think you showed that in the video of like Nagode. I was so touched when I saw that video because I was like, oh my God, like, not only is she like up there, but she actually considers other people. And I think it's great that you have showed that. So, I mean, is that something that has been instilled in you when you was a young child, like to always give back, or is just something you've just...
Well, my mom is a big giver. My dad too is a very big giver. His soul rest in peace and very humble guy. Love him to bits. But when it comes to, you know, giving the Nagode video, it was more of like my team's idea. We normally don't like to put our names to the charity things. We like to just do what we can do. But this time around, they insisted that we put it in video, because it's not enough to just keep pointing at the government. Government is not doing this for the internally displaced people. Government is not doing that. Why don't we show people that in videos that you can actually do something instead of just pointing? You're talking about government. Take the small money that you have, the change on this side, the food that you ate that you can't finish. Give somebody.
Yeah.
Give somebody. So like, use the little that you have and show love.
I think more artists all over the world should do it, because there's so many multimillionaires, especially like when I check up about Nigeria, there's about a handful of multimillionaires, and I'm hearing so much stories on Nigeria, even the sports athletes who are playing in Europe and England. You know, I think they should do so much in not just Nigeria, just Africa alone, you know what I mean? Because I know that, you know, Bob Geldof done his thing, but I don't rate what he does, you know, because he's pocketing more than what he's giving anyway. You know, so I think that mostly the Africans who are multimillionaires or who are in the industry of entertainment should definitely do things with their communities. You know what I mean? You know, because I know Fru's done a thing. Was it Acorn is doing his one with the lights and whatnot? You know what I mean? I got a friend who's going back to Ghana, I think, next week, and he's building a school out there. You know what I mean? So definitely, I'm happy what you're doing, and even being a silent person. You know. Doing charities and stuff, that's so amazing.
There's more joy in that, you know, because everything that we have is from God. So like, most times when you put yourself in front to receive the glory, that means you're basically taking the result of everything. But if you let God shine, he'll find you and bless you.
Exactly.
You know?
Let's talk about some more music. So you've worked with a lot of African artists. Who would you like to work with internationally now?
Ah, okay. We all say Beyonce, don't we?
Everyone says Beyonce.
Beyonce. Would you say allow us? Jokes.
She's very, very tight with the people that she works with, though. She's very picky.
She has to be. What do you think?
She has to be.
Yeah.
Of course. Very important. She's the queen, so Queen Bee.
Oh, hell.
Queen Bee. So.
Who would you like to work with?
Well,
apart from Beyonce.
I do love Usher. I do love Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I love T.Y. as well. T.Y. Dollar Sign. Yeah. He's so dreamy. His eyes are very dreamy. Is this music I like or what else? Only God knows. Okay, so yeah, him. Emily Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
And there's something in her. There's something she's always trying. Jenna Monáe. My natural girls. I just need to.
I think you and Jenna Monáe will blend very well. Because I think you guys have the same sort of energy.
Our images are close.
And I was thinking about the fashion. I was thinking about the fashion as well.
How, talking about your fashion, yeah. How did you get that sense of style? Did you just like, you know, you got the hair, you got the Afro hair, you're not one of those Brazilian girls.
I know.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Lace wigs.
Actually, you love your natural look. And we all love it because it suits you.
It's yummy.
And you're trying to paint the image of Africa.
She's Mama Africa, you know? Isn't it?
She's Mama Africa, obviously.
Yeah. Well, my image. It's been a gradual thing. I started off with Brazilian hair. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brazilian hair. I think I saw a photo shoot of you. I think that was the single cover for Jenny, actually.
Yeah. There you go.
It was, yes.
There you go.
You had like a... Was it a cat or was it a fur?
A dog, a really furry dog.
If I can remember. Yeah. And it was in the car and she looked all glamorous. Yeah, yeah. It was a glamorous shoot.
Yes,
she looked very fly. Yes. So very, very good. And the Brazilian hair. Yes.
I had that.
Yes, she was rocking that.
I rocked all colors. Ooh, very colorful child.
And then all of a sudden we saw the Johnny video and it was like a different person.
Yes. It was Clarence. Clarence's idea was that he wanted to shoot a video and that he wanted my image to be in a way that once people see it they know that this is Yemi Alade, and he wanted a hairstyle or hairstyles that when people would see when they go to the salon they'd be like, I want that Yemi Alade hair. So it had to be signature. It took us a while and it was the last hairstyle that the hairstylist did on me. Once he put it on my head, I said, oh, this is the hair I'm keeping for the rest of my life. I didn't take it off. And then I stuck to it for a while and people were like, oh, what's this high horse you're carrying on your head? Or what's this Ishuka? Like, you want to carry pots? You know, they went on and then all of a sudden it's the norm and it's okay. Yeah. And I keep flipping it and I keep keeping it as an updo because I'm one of those girls that like to wake up, put my fingers through my hair instead of combing and curling. I'm not good at that, you know. So I'm good at being very easy. So and that's how the image came about. I love colors. I love experimenting. I don't like the regular. Janelle Monáe said in one of her interviews recently that you need to stick to what makes you unique because it's this sense of uniqueness. You need to stick to what makes you unique even when it makes people uncomfortable.
Definitely.
So when I saw that, I was like, that's why I like you, you know. But this is me, and even anytime I try to be whoever else, it hurts. And I don't want to be living my own life hurting on behalf of someone else. So, no way.
Be yourself.
So thank you for appreciating it.
So to round things off, got a couple more questions and we're going to round things off. Then we're going to play your new joint.
Dale.
Yeah. What's next for you after the French tour you done? What's next for you as in touring and even working with other artists?
Oh yeah, France, and then we're back to the United States, and then Canada, and probably come back to Europe, and then go on to the rest of the world. Even though we're doing like a Nigerian tour, but it's not officially on the Mama Africa. We already have states scheduled for us with some other companies, but we can't brand it Mama Africa. But we're still taking the experience there. It's still myself and Ubasabi band jamming in all these places in Nigeria. So we're doing that. We're also doing some places in Africa and then taking it around to the rest.
Because I know
the
New York is looking for you, because I'm a good mate of mine called Mr. Africa. He messaged me last night. He said, oh, I would love to get her over here. And I said, look, tell your peoples, whatever, and I could pass them the message and then things could happen, because I know that New York right now, the Afrobeat scene or Afropop scene is huge out there. So basically, what is after that? You were looking to do any more collabos?
Oh, definitely. And my album is pretty much on the way.
Yeah.
You know, so a third album is on the way.
Yeah.
Well, would you say you're a workaholic?
Well,
Ade Chopin said yes.
Yes.
Ade Chopin said yes.
He's nodding frantically like, yes.
Well, one, I don't have a hobby.
We need to find one.
No, we don't. It's not a sad thing, because if you take my work away from me, I'd probably be miserable.
But if you wasn't a musician, what would you actually be doing? Because I know a lot of
some rude, very always angry receptionist or something. Or maybe I'd have been a what's the name of those people that like read the news on TV?
News anchor.
Yeah, something like that. Because I like to read. I always read in school. Like,
so you, so you, so you, so you can see yourself being a presenter as well, yeah?
Sorry?
Presenter. You can be a presenter as well, yeah?
Yeah, I could have. Well, even sometimes I feel like I should.
Well, let's switch chairs, isn't it?
No, no, too much pressure, please. No, too much pressure. Too quick, too soon. No.
So when you, one more thing, yeah. Whenever you decide to yourself, music is enough, where do you see, what do you see yourself doing after music?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think music can ever be enough, but I understand what you mean by taking like a little break mm-hmm. at some point in my life, which is very okay at some point. But then when you take that away from me, then I want it more. So what do I do?
Stick at it.
What do I do then?
Stick at it. Or be a James Brown or one of those.
You know, spread the love. But just, I see myself still being around music, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like somehow, somewhere. There's music in music. There's fashion in fashion. There's communication in communication. There's media in media. Yeah. There's, keep
and
going.
I always talk to my partner about this all the time. And, you know, we always discuss that there's so much talent in Nigeria itself, you know, that people are not, you know, taking notice of, or, you know, thank God for social media that people are now picking up their talent online and showing love, you know, and it's nice for other artists to also recognize this, you know, and maybe, you know, bring these young kids mm-hmm. up, you know, in mm-hmm. such a way that, you know, people wouldn't appreciate it. And people know that, okay, they're doing something as mm-hmm. well. So, you know, it's a great thing. Even though you decide tomorrow, okay, I want to pack up this music thing, but at least you can still be in the music as in to nurture these little ones as well. So,
I mean, I have two more questions. I mean, Yemi, if you was to describe Yemi Alade, round it up in three points. Mm-hmm. How would you define Yemi Alade?
I'm curious, man. Oh, questionnaire. One. Mm-hmm. Two. Strong. An African.
Strong in Africa.
Wow. That is deep.
That is Yemi Alade.
Wow. Alade.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get me down, but I'm not going to stay there long. Mm-mm.
Wow. And then if you was to advise anybody that was coming into the music industry, what advice would you give them? What has held you strong? What has told you to keep going on and never to give up?
Do you want to be an artist? Because they're fine, all these 5 years. People like music too much.
I can't sing, but I can dance.
Can you rap?
He will mentor you when I like money.
She's got hidden talent somewhere.
I can't sing, but I can dance.
It does one of your new videos, isn't it?
Interesting. Okay, so what would I like to say to any female or male artist that wants to, you know, further their career and get somewhere in life with mm-hmm. their career? I would say fantastic choice. But the road would definitely be steepy, a lot of bumps. It's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to become a star overnight, though. You know, they walk. Wheezy did not blow overnight, though. And it's best not to bask in someone else's shadow, trying to be someone else. Don't be trying to be Wheezy when you can be you. Amen. If you are trying to be Wheezy, who will be you? You know, so just stick to it as long as you can. And it will give. And when it gives, you'll be worth it.
Well, to round things off, talk to us about your new single.
Okay. This song is called Chale. It's a song that I sort of like started recording last year, but never really completed because I kept modifying it. And then I got to a point where I was comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And it had enough dosage of humor mm-hmm. and personality. Mm-hmm. And the trend mm-hmm. and a huge dose of Yemi Alade. And it's definitely about, you know, a girl or a guy talking about how they wish they were someone else's, you know, blah, 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 blah. The lyrics and the song. And then, you know, it's just a fun song.
So you went from Johnny to Charlie.
Charlie.
The good part is that this Charlie is not a name.
It's not a name.
I'm joking.
Yeah, how far?
Well, Miss Mama Africa, Yemi Alade, thank you for coming down to Afrobeat Buzz Show, Colorful Radio, and I hope to see you again in the future. And You know what I mean?
Like when you decide to like take it easy and have a break.
Yeah, when you have a break, we're ready for you to chill out.
Why,
we can
why
party.
When I have a break? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can the party. Go to a restaurant.
A break.
Well, can you introduce your new single, please?
Okay, what's up, people? How Nadine? It's your baby girl, Yemi Alade, all the way from Nigeria, and we're bringing Africa to your eardrums. Listen to my new track. It's available on all online platforms, and it's called Chale Genekecho. Me and you, Ezipo Mixture. Give them, take it away.
Colorful, 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 colorful radio.